We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 8 now, beginning at verse 18, and we'll read to the end of the chapter, verse 34. Matthew 8, 18 to 34. Now, these episodes in Jesus' ministry all stand alone, but they all fit together as well. And this is the Galilean phase of Jesus' ministry. So he has preached the Sermon on the Mount. He is gathering his disciples. He's performing many miracles. And when this phase is done, it concludes with the feeding of the 5,000. He then will prepare to go to Jerusalem. Now here you have the great statement, a teaching about Jesus calming the storm on the Lake of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee. Now you've been studying, if you've been going to Sunday school, you've been studying J.C. Ryle's book, Holiness. He has a great chapter on this passage. And he points out that just as when Jesus and the disciples get in the boat, a storm comes upon them. And he points out that, by the way, Jesus sent them into that storm. He put them on the boat. So also is this life an environment that is ill-disposed to the passage of Christians safely into heaven. That's partly what's going on here. It's a picture, it's a little vignette of the whole Christian life. We are faced with deadly storms. We should not fear. Why? Because Jesus is with us. And you have the great scene. They go crying to Jesus, "Master, save us." Other versions give some more colorful language. "Don't you care? Don't you see we're going to die?" Jesus is asleep, not because he doesn't care, because he's sovereign. And he wakes up, he says, "Oh, you a little faith," and then he commands the winds and the waves, and the storm is brought to peace by the power of the Creator-Redeemer himself. What a vision. They say, "Who is this that the winds and the waves obey him?" The second scene is when they get to the other side of the to the lake, they're in the Gentile regions. It's the area of the Gerasenes, also called the Gadarenes, and there are two demoniacs, two demon-possessed men, and they're, in this case, these are microcosms of the kingdom of Satan. This is what Satan, through sin, wants to do to my life and your life. He wants us to be slaves. He wants us to be living in anguish and misery. He wants us to be an experience of a living death. And these demoniacs, Mark's gospel focuses on one of them and gives a much more lengthy description of it. And Jesus commands the demons and they come out. In fact, there's some dialogue where they beg Jesus not to throw them into the abyss. It's not yet time for that. So he throws them, he casts them into a herd of swine. Now we're told that the herd had 2,000 swine, so there were at least 2,000 demons. And then they go plunging into the lake. Now what's fascinating is the response of the people in the region. This is kind of the punchline of it all. You see it in verse 34. The people in the city, they came out to meet Jesus. So here's God's Redeemer, God's Son. He comes, he delivers with might these demoniacs. He casts out the demons, and the people say, "Would you mind leaving now?" Jesus was messing with the business of business. That was a valuable herd of swine, Jesus, that you caused to go over that cliff, and they find his redemptive agenda to be disturbing. Now, what's this getting at? Well, it goes back to verses 18 to 22, the cost of following Jesus. And as men come to Jesus and say, "I will follow you," and Jesus wants us to know if we're going to follow him, we're going to pay a price. He says in verse 20, "Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And it will be so for us. If we follow Jesus, we will be renouncing this age of the world. We will be embracing many troubles. What's our compensation? Well, the answer is Jesus. He's with us in the boat. He commands the elements. He will save us. He's the one who's redeemed us from sin. I particularly love how Mark's version of the Gadarene demoniac, as he calls him, it says that when Jesus had healed him, the man was seated at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. Well, that makes all the trials of being a Christian all worth it. He clothes us in his own righteousness. He sits us at his own feet, and he gives us a right mind to know our God. What a blessing. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 18 of Matthew chapter 8. "Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. And a scribe came up and said to him, 'Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' Another of the disciples said to him, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my father.' And Jesus said to him, 'Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we're perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" And when he came to the other side, to the country of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men met him, coming out of the tombs, so fierce that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cried out, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now a herd of many pigs was feeding at some distance from them, and the demons begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of pigs." And he said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the waters. The herdsmen fled, and going into the city, they told everything, especially what had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. May God be praised through the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Amen.